Incurable Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We are always into good energy. We try to be in good energy. We try to attract good vibrations by giving out good vibrations. So the key word is, in the whole thing is, good, good, good. And this is good, that is good, this is good, that is good, it's all good, it's all good. And just like people who go out to have Sunday brunch, when they go out to have a buffet, they choose what they want and they leave what they don't want behind and they don't take it. They won't touch it. And by now everybody sort of kind of know what they want and what they don't want. What they like and what they don't like. We all have an idea. Oh, this is what I like. This is what I like. This is what I'm not completely appreciative of. And you will see that when I use my words, I try to tone it down. I am not trying to come up with terrible words. And if I do, I would do that by mistake. But most of the times I'm aware of what I say. And I try to tone it down so that I'm not using extremely strong words. I tone down my words. And even if I want to give it a negative flavor, by negative flavor only so that we're aware that the negative exists. I do it in a way that it's not overly strong. So for example, when we say that I don't appreciate this food item completely, thank you very much though. That's a kind of a toned down way of saying, I hate this. Do you see the difference? Okay, let me do it again. Suppose there's this person and she sees something that she doesn't like and she goes, I hate this. I just find it D-I-S-G-U-S-T-I-N-G. And obviously she's going to go around and actually say the word. But then when I talk, I try to tone it down. I tone it down and I don't even have to try to tone it down. It's just normally the way I talk that I might say something like, it's okay, I prefer this or I like this. Or I actually just focus on the good stuff. I'm not going to go into a whole thing about, oh, this is, and that is this, and this is this, and see, the vibrations that I naturally deal with are higher vibrations. Even in my speech or the way I look at things. And when we look at the world, we think of all the different vibrations that everything has. So let me say this. For example, think of a really good food item that you love. Oh my God, I love this. It's yummy, 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 yummy. So you see what happens? There is a flowing of great energy towards the item of food that you love, and then it sends you back that love. So there is an exchange of love. I love this, it loves me back. You know, we don't go around loving garbage, do we? Or anything of the negative that goes into the darker thing. So we don't go around loving that and saying, oh, I love this garbage. What we can do is we can simply ignore it. We simply ignore it. We neutralize it. We're not hating it, correct? But we ignore its presence. And we're not sending huge amounts of hatred energy towards that. I know some people, and they live in a city that actually has garbage mountains, huge dumps. But it's not a proper dump. It's just a mountain made of garbage. And they live there, and they flow negative energy towards it. It's like, oh my God, look at that. It's so disgusting. See, I said that word. Thinking of them, and I said it. But why don't they just move out of there instead of sending volumes of negative energy towards that? Just move out. Find something prettier. Find something nicer. And then the problem is solved. But to keep staying there and then giving out all this negative energy towards that, not a good idea. Because people are engaging their nervous system in negativity. In observing negative things, in processing it, and giving out vibrations. So why not walk towards something that is prettier and nicer and does not have these garbage mountains? Why stay in that city and then go on about the garbage mountains? Obviously, these people are good people. They like hygiene, they're hygienic. They like good surroundings. But then, don't we have the power to make changes in our own life? Simply by observing what we like. Instead of focusing on what we don't like. And then sitting there and going on talking about it. And then taking action. So then they went and they met the local minister there and, you know, representative and, oh, can you please help us with this? Can you clean up, have this place cleaned up? And he's like, oh, okay, sure. We'll get it done. A year has gone by and no changes. Well, obviously the people there know that these things exist. And they're allowing it to continue to happen because it's convenient for them. Or they're focused on something else. And so then these people continue to live there. They purchased a home there, by the way, which makes it even more solid, right? Because when you buy a home in a certain place, it becomes really solid. You can't move immediately. And then they continue to stay there. They actually invested in that place. And they continue to look at those garbage mountains and talk about it. Also, this is their reality, basically. And all of us over here create our reality. We choose to live life the way we want to live. I was watching this movie and I watched the tail end of the movie because I've watched the first 3/4 of the movie before. And in this movie, the hero, he basically is very dramatic, but in a very nice, funny way, humorous way, constantly doing comedy, and that's his nature. And by the way, the air conditioning is on, so excuse any sounds. So here he is doing all of this drama, but in a comedy way. And then he goes into being a software engineer. And so his acting side, the artist side of him, is suppressed. And he has to wear this particular attire and go to work every day and be nice to everybody and be a polite boy and all of that stuff. And then finally, the woman that he loves tells him, I loved you because you were this open, funny person. And now you're at, you know, you're in a going nowhere, stuck to the desk job. And your personality is completely hidden in that. And so she tells him this, and he was not happy about it. And so then he goes to somebody that he knows who likes to tell people, or who made his living telling people what's going to happen to them. So he goes to this person and he says, okay, I'm in this situation. What's going to happen? So that guy, the storyteller, the predictor, he gives different scenarios of what's going to happen. And all of them sounded weird to our hero over here. So he says, you're talking about somebody else. This is not me. This is not me. And he kept telling this predictor / storyteller, why are you talking to me about other people? Why can't you talk to me about what's going to happen to me? And the predictor / storyteller finally looks at him and says, why are you asking me what's going to happen to you? Why don't you decide what you want and what you want to happen to you? Instead of asking me about it, why don't you plan and decide the way that your life is going to go? And then our hero got it. He said, oh my God. That's why this man is giving me the runaround, giving me all kinds of weird scenarios about what's going to happen to me, because he wants me to realize that I have the power to decide what's going to happen to me. And so he gives him a big tip and he leaves. He pays him a lot of money and he says, okay, this is the best advice ever. I need to decide what's going to happen to me. And so then he sat down, went to his family, and told them, look, I'm not the software engineer that you want me to be, earning a good living and, you know, a certain type of life. But dad, mom, this is who I am. I am a storyteller myself. And so then what he did is he started his own drama company. Theater. And then he and his girl became even stronger than before. He realized that his future was in his own hands. He has to decide what's going to happen to him. And I want to tell you another movie that I saw. And I only saw this because I wanted to find out what happens. Because I don't watch these movies. And so I watched a little bit of the beginning and a little bit of the middle and a little bit of the end. And it's the movie Tarot. It's new. It's about this group of friends who open up a deck of tarot cards, and the heroine does a reading for her friends. And turns out this deck is an evil deck, has some very bad energy, and makes everything come true in a really bad way. So things started happening, and this is where, you know, I'm like, I'm not watching this. But then I did watch the end, and I went off, you know, and then I came back. So I watched the end, and in the end, she decides that she's going to turn this whole thing around and change her fate. And that's what she did. She and a boyfriend changed fate. And a few takeaways from this movie, and that is one, don't go to bad psychic readers. Because people who bring in this negative energy, they really don't care what happens to people. So getting bad and dark readings, not a good idea. Another takeaway is your fate lies in your hands. You have to navigate the energy to get what you want. You have to navigate the energies that are being thrown at you and decide what you want to keep and what you want to throw away. And navigate so that you no longer attract negative energy and you're always attracting joyful manifestation energy. Because that is what joyful manifestation is about. It's about being in the energy in which good things happen. Everybody's a magnet. Like attracts like. The vibrations that you are in is literally going to pull to you events and people, things. And so making sure that you are in good vibrations really matters because that is going to bring to you everything that is attached to that good vibration. For example, if there is a rope and you're pulling at that rope, at the end of the rope is tied something, that which I call destiny. And depending on the rope that you are pulling, you will get what is tied to the end of the rope. Surprise! So, pulling on the right rope matters, and it's in my book. All of this information is in my book, and you can definitely get my book and read it because what you pull on is what is going to be coming in because it's tied to that rope. I have seen even some of the guests that I've interviewed, that depending on the person that I interview, the interview goes really well. I mean, all the interviews go really, really well. But depending on who I interview, the words they use while talking on the show depends on who they are. And even though I tell them, keep it light, keep it positive, avoid these words, ultimately, they're so used to using those words again and again that it just comes out while they're talking. And so, if you think of them as the rope, and they're the rope that, let's say, we're pulling. Whatever is connected to them, whatever is attached to them, is what is going to come through on the show itself, correct? So, hence, we have to have the habit of pulling the right ropes, the right things, because whatever we pull on is what is going to come in towards us. In talking about this, we know we need to get into the next segment, which is money manifestation, work and career. We're going to be listening to some music, taking a break for a couple of minutes, and we're coming back soon, so hold on tight. Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. When, and I want you to notice this. When you get some news, it has some vibration. It's good, medium, and negative. You will find that in that second or few minutes that you get that news, seconds actually, other news of the same vibration is going to come in. Similar types of news. Because they flow in a certain energy line. Think of a small stream. In that stream, the consistency of the water that's flowing is going to be of a certain type. And as that stream is flowing, all the water of that particular type, consistency, is going to be flowing. You can't expect that. 1 second it's going to be great and the other second the water is going to be polluted and then the next second it's going to be great and then it's going to be polluted. It's going to be the same type of water. Unless you know you're taking huge distances and the stream somewhere else, maybe uphill is pure, but not in these small flowing areas, correct? So think about energy that's flowing. They're all streams of energy. A certain stream of energy of a certain vibration of a certain type is being sent towards each person. And what comes in that stream of energy depends on the makeup, quality, consistency, type of energy. So for somebody who indulges themselves in negativity, negative news, negative information, this, that, etc., etc., they cannot expect, unless they've made a real big change, to change that energy by consciously choosing joyful manifestation energy. They cannot expect that 1 second they're going to be getting bad stuff and then next second they're going to be getting good stuff. And even if by some chance you're able to do this, the effort should always go towards attracting good stuff. Not bad, good, bad, good, bad, good. Or bad, 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 bad. But good, 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 good. So consciously choosing joyful manifestation energy is everybody's, I would say, responsibility for themselves. After all, if somebody in some country somewhere who's listening to the show, I really thank you for listening to the show, but I want you to know that whichever country you are in, wherever you are, it's your responsibility to create for yourself. You get to choose what you want to engage in, what you want to indulge in. You get to choose your own fate, your own destiny. And nobody has control over your destiny except yourself. We are here to help you. We are here to help you see that, oh my God, these are streams of energy. These are streams of energy of certain types and natures. And the people that I attract are also certain personalities who are vibrating at certain frequencies. And so we have to bring into our group people of very high vibrations. And as you attract such people, your group solidifies. Your group solidifies and that's the AC going on back again, sorry. Your group solidifies and you'll have more people and more vibrations of that particular high frequency. And then what happens is that these people then maintain your frequency with their own frequency because they're choosing high vibrations. They give out high vibrations. And so they stabilize your frequency, just like I do that. Every time you come listen to the show, we're stabilizing your frequency. We're pinning it down to a higher level, or we're taking it up to a higher level and then stabilizing it. And by listening to this show again and again, by choosing consciously to listen to a higher vibration show than a lower vibration show, all of this here stabilizes and cements the energies of the people who want to be in joyful manifestation energy. So this whole thing about constantly choosing high vibrations, constantly choosing to have high vibration people in your group. Even when I choose people who I'm going to learn something from, and especially in the last many years, I choose people who are in joy. I choose people who automatically would reach for a higher vibration than a lower vibration. So just like that bad deck of tarot cards in the movie Tarot, which, you know, got released recently, those cards were not user-friendly. And I mean, they did not bring goodness and wellness to the people who use that deck. And tarot has this issue with it, that it has many cards in it that signify certain things. And when somebody gets a tarot reading, they have to be very careful, one, who they're reading with, what kind of interpretation is given to them. And if possible, make the reader pull out certain cards and keep it away that you don't want to see. Even though the reader will try to persuade you, no, it doesn't mean what it shows that it means. It means the start of something good or the end of something bad. No, don't believe them. Don't believe them. I know they say it's supposed to be like that, but make sure if you don't want certain cards in that deck that's going to be used for reading for you, you make them pull those cards out because you don't want to take any risk about what is being pulled into your reality. Because let's face it, this whole world is Maya, which is illusion. And there is consciousness. This whole world is pervaded by consciousness of different types. And this consciousness is actually psychic energy, which gets manifested. And so making sure that you're getting great readings, making sure that your reader is amazing, she's of a high vibration, and she has a responsibility to not bring a negative energy for you, is very important. Connect to those people who will bring in good energy for you consistently, because would we want to connect to a water source that is polluted? No, we want good water flowing towards us. That's healthy. That increases well-being, that brings well-being. We want good air. We want good sunshine, and by that I mean not too much sunshine and not too less. Just the right amount. Correct? So when we're so careful about all of these things, why are we not careful about the psychic energy that is being pulled? And I'm telling you, this whole world is made of psychic energy, which gets manifested. So depending on the psychic energy that you're pulling in, psychic is not just, oh my God, this is prediction and it's a separate world. No, everything is energy vibrating at different frequencies. And you get to choose what you're pulling in. And so just by listening to my show, just by being in joyful manifestation energy, just by choosing it and choosing it every second. Because joyful manifestation is not something I created, it's something that the divine created for people to understand that, look, good exists. Hey, hello, good exists. Do you want good in your life? And yes, people get to choose good. And where money is concerned, money is an energy, and it's life. And as you connect to the people who represent money in a good way, correct? Then you pull in more of that. So not connecting to people who are constantly losing their job, not connecting to people who are constantly complaining about money, not connecting to people who constantly talk about how evil money is. Money is just an energy that can be used in any which way that you want. And every time you go out and you decide, oh, I'm going to put this pretty vase, flower vase in my home. And it has all these cute designs and a little bit of gold and all of this. Then what you're doing is you're choosing glitter. And as you choose glitter, because money is supposed to originally be represented by gold and diamonds and everything. It's just right now it's paper. But as you choose glitter, you choose money and what money represents. And you will see that your mind is attracted to good things that money represents. A fancy hotel, a fancy cruise, great curtains, great this, great that. And you will attract more of it. More of it will come your way. More of it will come your way. And then there will be huge floods of this. And then you will start to see it everywhere. And you are basically then a money person, someone who loves money, who attracts money. And we are not going into good and evil here right now, because money can do good too. Money does great things, actually. The presence of money is better. The presence of money is great. The presence of money everywhere means the goddess of abundance. And I read this somewhere, I heard this somewhere actually, and I want to share it with you. When you're dealing with somebody, think of what that person represents, not what you represent. So if you're dealing with God and you're asking God something, don't minimize God and give him, okay, God, I'm not going to ask you for too much. I just want $500. No. You have to think of who you're asking and what his capacity is, his, her. You have to think of what capacity God has and ask accordingly. We can't limit God and think that God only gives limited amounts. No, think of the capacity that God has, the creator of everything. And again, I always say you take God the way you want to take God. And when you ask God, think of his power. Think of who he is, who she is. And then ask. So then you can't limit yourself, can you? Because you're asking the provider of everything. We're taking a couple of minutes break now. We are going into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. So we're going to be listening to some music and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady. powerful manifestation. Love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation. Love.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. The way the song was made, the love song, the way it happened was I wanted my own song so that, you know, no copyright issues and stuff like that. So I decided, you know what, let me go record a song. And I just go to the recording studio in Las Vegas, of course. They've got great studios there. And I did not do any preparation or anything like that. And I recorded this. And the great music editor there, he put it together. And luckily, on that particular day, this friend of this person was there and he said, "Hello, ladies and gentlemen." So everything just came together. Everything just came together and everything is done really, really quickly. And, you know, obviously the music technician there, he's the chief over there, and he put it together in the sense that he edited it. And we got a reasonable song that we use for this section. But then again, that is proof that whatever vibration we are in attracts other similar parts to it. Parts, particles, atoms, molecules. It all comes together and, you know, something good happens. And that's why they say on a day where everything good happens, you know, everything good happens, it all comes together magically. Haven't you heard of that? It all came together magically. As if an unseen hand organized it. I'm sure you've heard of this. And so that's why they pray to Jesus. That's why they pray to Krishna. That's why they pray to all the gods in the world who are there from any religion. And then they go and they do something really good because they want good luck with them. They want everything to happen well. And when you think about it, then that's joyful manifestation, because when somebody goes to record a song, they want all the elements to come together perfectly, right? Everything should sound good. Everything should be okay. They want it all to come together really, really well. And that also is true for cooks, chefs. They want all the elements to come together. It's good for, it holds true for artists, painters, fashion designers, interior decorators. All the supply of materials should come together. Ideas, good ideas should flow. And all of this happens in joyful manifestation energy. And that's just how it is. That is just how it is. And so when you talk about love, when you talk about love, you really want the vibrations good in love. And you want it all to come together like a good musical piece. A good musical piece, a good performance, a good recipe and dish that consequently comes out of that. When somebody does catering, for instance, they want to make sure that everything comes out really good. Everybody hopes and prays for good. They're not praying for a bad catering experience or, oh my God, this event should turn out really bad. The event that I'm catering for should turn out really bad. The interior decoration that I'm doing, for this house should come out really bad and everybody needs to hate it. See there? Those words. No, everybody is praying for good. Good, good, good. And good happens in joyful manifestation energy. It's just the way it is. It's a certain energy, and good has to happen in that. Has to happen in that. And if it's not happening for some reason, then somebody's in the wrong energy. And they need to make a shift. In fact, I highly recommend that you come back to the show and listen to it again and again, because sometimes what happens is that my voice might remind you, hey Sam, remember joyful manifestation? Think good now. Desire good now. Vibrate good now. And like a reminder, and that's what happens with the joyful manifestation book. You open it and whoa, there's something there meant for you. A lot of people have put in a lot of research into the law of attraction. And knowing that this whole world is attraction based and everything's happening and constantly being attracted to us. And we decide the stream of energy that is going to come our way. So in love, what is the stream of energy that you desire? Do you desire somebody to say, I love you? How does it make you feel? Can you bring yourself into the vibrations where you're thinking about a man that you love or like, a woman that you love or like, and you want her to say, I love you. I love you. Rita, I love you. Jane, I love you. Tom, I love you. I love you. I really, really, really love you. And as we get these great vibrations, then what happens is that as we're thinking about it, we're flowing it. We flow it and it happens. We flow it and it happens. We flow it and it happens. So to give yourself a good quick check, on the spot check, even before a person goes on stage and performs, they give themselves a kind of a spot check. How am I? How am I feeling? Do I feel great? Am I okay to belt out this really great song? And you will see that on a day when joyful manifestation is flowing, everybody cooperates. All are your supporters and well-wishers. It's almost like the supporting team does really, really well. The supporting team does really, really well. They lift the vibrations up and you're able to perform really well. And, you know, because I'm a musician too, I know that if somebody is supporting me really well, then I perform better. There's no dips, negative dips in the flow. It's all good. It's all good. And even here on BBS Radio, because of the great support that we have here, we are able to put together something like, yay, some level of consistency happening over here. And so we're all flowing good, 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 and being in the good. And when you are in great energy where love is concerned, what happens is people who bring you feedback about the man or woman that you love will give you great feedback, the kind of feedback that you want to hear. I call them communication links. But if somebody is not flowing good soulmate manifestation energy, then the feedback that they get is, oh, he's with another woman. I saw him. He's with another woman. She's with another man. I saw that. I saw this. I saw that. And so it's very good to then decide, oh my God, what am I attracting? I need to change the energy that I'm attracting because I'm not getting great news about the person that I love. And then shift the energy and you will see the magic that happens. Everything turns around. And then you'll start to get good news. You will start to get great news. And in fact, you know, that's my job. I help people succeed in their love life. I check out their karma. I help them change it. I help them change their energy attraction for soulmate manifestation. And, you know, I got my warning. I need to sign off. And I want to remind you, we're meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show. Until then, I want you to be consciously conscious of the energy that you're flowing and the energy that you're attracting, and then navigate so that you're going into great energy this whole next week. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. I highly recommend that you subscribe for the show and continue to listen to it. And I want to tell you, and I want to wish you a fantastic rest of the day.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.